It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We start out this morning's show with our Port of New Orleans segment. The Port of New Orleans, you know, folks, is such an important, integral part of our economy here throughout the metropolitan region. And as we started to talk about issues with the port, I went out and visited the port. It occurred to me that not a lot of people talk about the port, and we really do. We really need to be more educated as the citizens of this great city, understanding the great work that's going on out there, understanding and gaining a better understanding, I should say, as to the importance and the role that the port plays in our local economy. And I think it helps people connect dots when they're reading about international stories about supply chain and how this works and, you know, what the delays may or may not be in certain ports around the country, why we are strategically located, why are we successful as we are. And so this has been, I think, it's been very productive to have these conversations that we've had here most recently. And Amanda Coates joins us. She is the Chief Commercial Officer for Port NOLA, and we're also joined by Christy App, J.W. Allen and Company. She is a board member with the port, I guess. Trying to figure out what the letters mean. I'm sorry.
It's International Freight Forwarders and Customs Brokers of New Orleans, Newell. Thanks.
There it is. I heard of it a couple of times, but I'm like thinking, wait a minute, what words fit where here? This is going to be a tough one for me this early in the morning, and it was. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Absolutely. Amanda, a lot going on. There's the International Freight Forwarders and Customs Brokers of New Orleans that Christy is part of. And obviously there's a relationship between Port NOLA and this organization. Why is this relationship so important?
We work really closely with IFCA Bono, the entire team, for many, many years. So the relationship is longstanding, and, you know, we host events together. We work very closely as global logistics professionals in the New Orleans market and then in the greater global picture. We discuss challenges and opportunities and have networking events really to showcase New Orleans, our area, inland logistics, supply chain efficiencies, and really kind of tell everybody what goes on behind the wall. As you mentioned, connecting the dots between how goods get to tables and under the Christmas trees as we head into the holiday season. So it's a really important relationship where we promote, you know, the advantages of shipping through New Orleans.
And as you just described, that is something that's actually going on this week, right, in the 2020 with the Louisiana International Trade Summit that's going on.
Yes. So today we are hosting Louisiana International Trade Summit, which is an annual event focused on promoting global trade and international business in Louisiana. It serves really as a platform for industry leaders and trade experts. We host government officials and business executives come together, discuss and explore opportunities, challenges, and trends that are happening today in our space. And typically, we aim to support the exporters and importers of Louisiana. We have an excellent run of show today. We expect about 150 attendees for the summit. And in attendance, we are expecting ocean carriers, cargo owners, elected officials, value-added service providers, and really our local industry.
And are these, I guess these face-to-face communications, this is to you, Christy, are really important, right? I mean, there's all kinds of geopolitical issues going on around the world, and unfortunately, it has an impact on the shipping industry. It has an impact on the supply chain. A lot of times folks are rerouting things. And, you know, when you can put a face to a voice and you've had the opportunity to meet people, it seems to me things can move a little quicker and a lot more seamlessly. But maybe I'm wrong. Your thoughts?
No. I mean, I think you're exactly right, Noel. I mean, we as an industry, and that's why these events are so important, and especially the relationships we have within this industry, is you have to be mindful of changes from all sides. So, you know, globally, what does it look like geopolitically? You know, you have China, Taiwan, we have the Red Sea disruptions. You know, locally, when you bring it down, we have, you know, the labor unions and the waterfront employers in negotiations right now. Those broke down. We have, you know, a change in administration. So how is that going to affect tariffs, which then ultimately affects trade? So these events here allow us to sort of coalesce as a community with a very group of people, everything from ports and terminal operators and all members of the supply chain, to get together and really focus on how do we continue to move trade forward, move the economy forward, and make sure, you know, we're all successful and not becoming too isolationist, which is detrimental to the supply chain and to the economy.
And not only do you have these geopolitical disruptions, but you also have the desire of shipping companies to be more technologically advanced, a lot more efficient, move more goods in a shorter period of time. And I would guess that the relationship with the port, and this is to you, Amanda, the port as well, you have to be nimble to be able to respond to those demands.
We do, and you know, we want to use the highest and best technology of today's, you know, global landscape that really pushes us forward. You know, in comparison on the U.S. versus the global footprint, in the U.S. we are lagging behind. But you know, we have these great relationships in our space, and kind of finding that balance between the technology that is available for driving efficiencies and attracting a new workforce. The younger generations of workforce are definitely very technology focused, as we know. And so balancing that along with the need for continuing to support families and with jobs is a delicate balance.
So you guys at the port, y'all have a new chairman of the Port of New Orleans, Michael Thomas. I know him well. And you also have a new CEO coming in. So major change in the governance and leadership at the port.
There is major changes. We are certainly excited about both Michael and Beth Branch's upcoming leadership. Beth will begin her role December 1st, and we're really excited to begin this new chapter along with Michael. Also, you know, Ronald Wendell has been the acting president and CEO and has really made some strategic moves, and we will continue as a team to work towards this initiative downriver, the Louisiana International Terminal. And so Ronald has been, you know, great asset in the point of driving that forward and having those conversations and negotiations. And I think that, you know, Michael and Beth's leadership will take that to the finish line. And so we're excited about the future. I think change is good. It's inevitable. We're evolving and we're growing. So
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Exciting.
There's been a lot of... Yeah, absolutely. There's been one of the other challenges that looms out there, and one of y'all mentioned it just now. There's a lot of chatter about maybe the increase in the breadth and depth of tariffs. We've had tariffs that have been in place throughout the first Trump administration. President Biden came in, maintained most of those tariffs, if not all, and actually added tariffs to that number. So there were more tariffs under President Biden, I'm told, than there were under President Trump. How does that actually impact the port?
Well, we've seen, go ahead, Christy.
Yeah, I would say from the industry side, tariffs have always been a tool historically. I mean, they're a tool, but they, you know, when tariffs unchecked will affect the flow of trade on both an import and export side. Because what happens is when you have tariffs placed here, then you get the retaliatory tariffs put in place overseas. And that's where things can get a little bit tricky for where, you know, we're trying to, you know, have fairness within that model. But sometimes, too, it's a two-way street. So if we put tariffs here, tariffs are then put onto our export goods, which then, you know, has the potential to affect our farmers or agricultural products. And so it's finding that delicate balance to make sure that we're not disrupting things too much, but making sure we are protecting things we need to protect.
Well, we come out of about 8 years of, you know, what's been characterized as a more than normal tariffs in place, right? And it seems as though shipping has been on the increase, has it not?
It is. So for the last few years, it was, and it was interesting too, because I remember when Biden came into office into 2020, some people in the industry thought there would be a rollback on the Chinese tariffs that had been put in place by Trump, and they were set in, and as you mentioned, you know, had additional tariffs put into place as well. So we, you know, sort of monitor from administration to administration. What is that going to look like? But clearly you've seen with the economy, it hasn't necessarily cooled the supply chain. But you also have seen a lot of those costs passed on to the consumer. And then sort of I've also seen that bump up in inflation because, you know, supply chain costs, tariffs, et cetera. So there is a correlation there that makes us a little cautious as we come into when we talk about even more tariffs.
So when we talk about trade balance, a lot of people don't really understand the ins and the outs of that. I'm sure you guys do. How closely do y'all pay attention to that kind of discussion that's had?
We follow the trade balance very closely, especially here in Louisiana. Noah, we have a very unique situation in Louisiana where our overall volumes are split by 70% exports and 30% imports, which creates some challenges for our port users. You know, the state has done a wonderful job at attracting foreign investment for manufacturing, given our natural asset of the Mississippi River. I think the challenge comes in is balancing that trade with the inbound. So most of our inbound cargo is coming in break bulk ships, and most of our export cargo is going out in container ships. So you can imagine there's empty calls, and back calls that are necessary on both sides. And really, you know, and tariffs and depending on economic situations, some of that cargo flows between break bulk and containerized cargo. But we monitor it closely and yearly. And in New Orleans, the big focus is to really balance that to a 50-50 trade balance. That's the most important. And we do
and Amanda,
that
Amanda, I guess
attracting...
it's safe to...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And we can do that by attracting distribution centers and new companies to bring in new jobs, transloading and third-party logistics companies.
It always diversifying, right, all along the way. But I guess we're not too terribly different than most ports around the world. They face these exact same challenges, right?
Of course. You have other ports that are heavily import heavy and not so many exports. So, yes, it's a challenge, really, for the ocean carriers, and it's a nature of the businesses surrounding. And some of those some of those challenges are balanced by, you know, bringing in cargo and serving other markets. For example, New Orleans, we can serve the Memphis market directly, Dallas, Kansas City, Chicago, and then we have a container on barge that, you know, accesses Port Allen. And so really through multimodal connectivity, we're able to access inland markets and kind of act as a third artery for the country into the hinterlands.
That would kind of follow that up with, I think, everybody in this industry from whether, no matter where you participate in the supply chain is, you have to be very nimble no matter what.
Yeah, and because usually that's what separates the winners and losers, right?
Exactly, the ability to change and grow and sort of evolve with the industry and evolve with the economy and evolve with the times. You know, it's very much an ebb and flow in this industry for sure.
One of the reasons I bring this up, ladies, and you know, I know you're probably thinking, where in the hell is Newell going with all of this, is to bring to the forefront the complexity of the port. You know, the more I learn about the port, the more I realize and recognize the complex nature of it, the geopolitical side and the shipping and this and that, and actually product agricultural yields, you know, very much places demand on more vessels. How do you accommodate that? I mean, we could probably go on here for another 3 hours talking about this. But I went down this path because I really want the listening audience to understand just how complex everything that you guys do down there. And it's not like you can sit back and just, you know, keep your fingers crossed and hope you're lucky, right?
You know, every day is a new day, and there are new challenges brought with every year, with every administration, with every commodity. And we really have to stay agile in a market that has ebbs and flows. And, of course, we have our own challenges with the Crescent City Connection. And, of course, while we're building a terminal downriver that's going to allow us to kind of escape some of those volatilities of, you know, the market and having some more schedule reliabilities. But yeah, it's very complex. We monitor vessel schedules, capacity in the market, crop that's coming out of the hinterlands and Louisiana. We have also poultry that's moving by exports. We're monitoring the flows of regional cargo and how the weather in Brazil is affecting the schedule reliability in New Orleans. So it's very, very complex on a global scale. We have to stay ahead of that constantly. And so we always have eyes on multiple different factors that really trickle down in the supply chain and ultimately affect our exporters, Louisiana exporters and importers. And it's so important to stay ahead of that and offer those supply chain solutions to them. You know, we have become more of a seamless supply chain solution for exporters and importers, given our Class 1 connectivity and then our container on barge. And it's important to stay ahead of some of those issues, but at the same time, stay informed. And Christy, how are you seeing that from the industry side?
I think that there's a saying in the industry that goes, if you've seen one port, you've seen one port. Meaning there's so each port has their own needs, the complexities, how they respond to different changes in the industry. And I think from our side, it's, you know, where we direct our customers' freight to depends on the strengths, the weaknesses of that port. So it's important, very important here for us in Louisiana to continue to make sure that we support our ports, we support infrastructure investment to make sure that, you know, we're state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line, that, you know, customers want their cargo to flow here. Customers then choose Louisiana to have their cargo flow through our ports. And that's where we really need to be proactive as an industry. But also, as you said earlier, Newell, is making sure we're educating the general public, our representatives up in Baton Rouge, to make sure that they're aware of the importance of the ports to the economy of the state of Louisiana.
Absolutely. And ladies, thank you so much for accommodating me as I meandered through all kinds of different topics with y'all today. I truly appreciate
it.
I think the listening audience does as well. Amanda Coates, Port Nola Chief Commercial Officer, and Christy App, J.W. Allen & Company Board Member. Christy, thank you so much, both of y'all, for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell.
Thank you so much, Newell.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.